Okay, Rabosa, shalom. Okay. When I originally gave these shiurim for the first time, so it was a June's man, and at the end, I just tried to think what things I left out, and I made a sort of topic packet. I didn't say that. I said when I originally, so I made this. And then, as time progressed, I made more packets. So this is not the last year. This was the last year in the Madura Kama. But Bez Hashem, next week we still have a full week of important shiurim on Tumas Kohanim and end-of-life issues and all these things which are very significant. So today I'll give this Kolbo shiur of sorts in Yom Shonim, and that's what Yom Shonim means. That we had one day left and said, okay, what didn't I do yet that I wanted to do? And then as years progressed, I said, no, there are also many other things that I need to do. So Ad Kan. Yeah, well, that's if you all it's not Shultana, so okay. Well, I mean Rechitza, you don't. I mean, you just really clean out inside. And it's, yeah. I mean, you just clean out. You don't even use common inside. You don't use common inside.
So you can't do it.
I mean, usually you just clean out. There's no necessity for chamin inside when you're cleaning out the dam either. I mean, it's in front of Yad Varaglov, it's betzonin, Okay. Parshas Kiseitze. Kiye ve'ish keit mishpat moves v'humos v'salisa osol al eitz. So a person is chayv misa, and so he's from the Niskalim. So he was chayv skila for chil Shabbos, and then you told him on the eis. So the halacha is lo solin nivloso al ha'eitz, that you're not allowed to leave him over. There's an issur of baltal tolin, that you're not allowed to leave a body unburied. And here it's talking about a chayve mises bezdin, but the assumption is that kal v'chomer to anyone else. I remember Rabbi Benjamin Blech years ago against Kavashir, in Morasha in the summer, about the fact that the Torah gives you the biggest chiddush. In other words, you might think, the guy is a chayvi mises bezdin, what do we care about him so much? So the Torah says it by him because that's where the bigger chiddush is. By anyone else, certainly you need there's an issur of bal talin. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 3 says, "Vozul bilvad amru elakol amalin es meso over velosase." That anyone who leaves over the mace till the morning violates losase. But halineu lichvodo. But but if it's for kavod hames, they still don't have proper tachrichin for him. Or so then or we usually assume like a close relative has to come in from outside, you know. So the minhag is, that's why the minhag is to wait if it, in a case where it's going to be lechvodo. So it's a tremendous thing. In other words, even though we're talking about a lav in the Torah, we're talking about a lav in the Torah, but the lav in the Torah was only said for if it's derech bizayim. But if it's lechvodo, then it's permissible.
Let's do that whole point of the lav.
Right. But you need Chazal to tell us that. Or else you said, you know, what right do we have to make such a Chiddush? It's a Gemara, so that's why we have the Gemara, to help us. So if you take a look, there's a Tshuvas Radvaz on page 5. שאלת ממני עוד יחדיתי על מה סמכו שיום או סמס בחצי היום. But we have cases that somebody dies in the middle of the day ואין קובר מוסו עד חצי הלילה. I mean, in America we don't even do that. We wait the next day. But he was talking about a case where he dies in the afternoon and they bury him in the middle of the night. So it's already not the day. For Amruk Tzas Maskilim, Maskilim is not in the, you know, Maskilim, you know, just Maskilim means knowledgeable people, not in a negative connotation. Ki davar zeh osur mishum dechsiv lo solin and lo solaitz. Ki kovar tekberenu bayom ahu. So it's not bayom ahu. Because it's already, in Judaism, the night, the next day starts at night. So he died in the middle of the day, and now you're not burying him till after Tzeis HaKachavim. So how can you do that? For me to call Malin as Meisel over Belav, from the little Kvod Mutar. So he says, "Im ke hecha de ika mishum kovar hameis." I understand, nicha. Aval hecha de leka kovar hameis al ma samchu. Because apparently they were doing this even when there was no question of kovar hameis. So the Radvaz says, now you can get new Radvazes. When I made this packet, the new Radvazes didn't come out yet. Now they have a new printing of the Radvaz. Radvaz is a very important chuvas in the Radvaz. Someone told me that when Rabbik would go away in the summer, he wouldn't go, he would never leave his shul for Shabbos. But sometimes in the middle of the week he would go up to the mountains and he would bring with him, I was told, the Tshuvas Radvaz. They would just read through Tshuvas Radvaz. So he says, Tshuva da ki kol lina hamur b'torah eina ela kol halayla. There's lina lo soli pula socher itchad boker. Right? You're supposed to pay So only until the morning. Lina means overnight. Lo yolin chaylev chagi ad boker. So if you don't, so if it's in the middle of the night, it's not the morning yet. So therefore, you didn't violate the law. Hilchach. Chad lo solin nivloso la eitz. First word in learn is eitz. Nami ain over belav at chaliu kol halayla ad boker. But he says, because Mokam Mitzvahs Esei Likbor, but then there's another mitzvah of Mitzvahs Esei of Kavortik Bered Bayamahu. So he says, that's the Gabe Haruge Bezdin. Mitzvahs Esei Likbor call Haruge Bezdin Bayom Hariga, the Chsiki Kavortik Bered Bayamahu. Hekos of Rambam. So per Tezvov. Hilchas Sanhedrin. Hilchach Hamalin is Mesa for Lalila over Belav, say, Meino Lachvodo. Hamal Mitzvah Lalila ain't over. In other words, you only violate the Lav if you leave him over till the next morning. If it's not Lachvodo. If it's Lachvodo, then it's mutter. But it's a novel flow, though, then for now. But the essay, that's only by Haruge Mezdin. Chaintim Sosholovsky, but Talmud lo poskim elah kol amalin as meso. How come the Gemara doesn't say mitzvah essay l'kovro bayom hamisa? It doesn't say that. Chumash says that. But Chazal didn't say that. In other words, we follow Chazal. So Chazal didn't say it, so that means that it doesn't exist. So we can't be Ibr Chacham. But it's a pasuk. The time of the Milsa, the Bishul Harugi Bezdin, Hayudonim Osam Aboker. If he shares Beyom Lekovram, so it was Harugi Bezdin that was dining in the Boker. So then it's time to bury that day. But you see, by Haruge Bezdin, the Bezdin meets in the morning. So there's plenty of time to bury him that day. But Misa, a person could die any time during the day. On the other hand, Because the Torah is not going to make something that's too hard to do. So Mamela, that says you so. That says you so. That there's a lav, an essay, but the lav is for everybody, the essay is only for Haruge Bezdin. And L'chavim Ein L'chvodos Mutter. The Moshe has a tshuva here in Igros Moshe about Halonis Hameis. So he says, what about when it's a legal holiday? The Yom Eidim. Right, so the cemeteries are closed. Yeah. So what does he say here? So he says, on page 8, because everyone's off from work, so everyone can come. He says, if you could pay extra money, then you're mechuyif to pay. Even though, you know how it is, people work on all these holidays to get time and a half, right? Whatever as it has said, they get extra money, so that you're mechuyif to pay the extra. It's a Torah, a lot. The Torah Kolimchos was ever called after. So then you have to do it.
Meaning, like, you get into the cemetery, you know,
the topics,
right?
I don't know. Is that true? I don't know, is the cemetery is closed during these holidays? Can you get in?
I think on the base of holidays, like December 25th, not the other days.
What?
I think on December 25th, January 1st, I would think...
Lock the gate.
What?
They lock the gate.
I think so, yeah.
The Jewish
home cemetery. No, the problem is there's no one to dig
the grave. Right.
You need to dig it yourself.
Right. I don't know if you could. I don't know.
That's been some issue of he wants to be buried in the Kibre Elvis, and that cemetery is closed.
Right.
You can bury him in some others.
So Carmen Kivios, that's probably also the photo.
You can bury him more places than 10 before the macro.
Yeah, we're not going to bury him for one day. And then there's a pasuk, Lo Satame Es Admoscha. Rav Shachter likes to quote this Ramban, that what? That in Eretz Yisrael, there's another lav. Besides the regular lav of made in Eretz Yisrael, you violate the law of Los Tamei Es Admoscha. Malin Toli Fil Hameis Oretz Over B'Shnei Lav V'Vesei. You violate another law that you're Los Tamei Es Admoscha if you Malin Hameis. So you violate Los Solin, you violate maybe Kavortik Verenu. And then you violate, if you assume, well, then Lo Satame Es Admoscha. Rav Shechter mentioned from somebody that maybe there's a shaila of having medical schools in Israel because you'll keep mason around, and it's a violation of Lo Satame Es Admoscha. But nice that we have medical schools in Israel, so what can I tell you? Then there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma on page 11. Asar Dvarim Nemru Bi Rishalayim. Rishalayim has 10 special things.
So the Kodesh, the Lake, 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 the I mean, like, they don't...
No, the question is, is it so possible that we pass it like this Ramban, you know, the Ramban of Chumash? So, maybe it's not a lot. Maybe it's just saying he converted. You know, just it's like a shlila, like so you shouldn't be mitane, like a time of the cross type of thing.
And that's what you're saying about the Ramban is saying.
No, and that's what he's not saying. I'm saying.
Different.
I'm saying maybe. In other words, why are we so choshish for this? Maybe we don't hold from this Ramban.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of,
in general, do we
weigh
halachic comments that are on
Polish and religion, like the halachic thing, right? Yeah, I mean, it's, all in the mix. Everything's in the mix. So there's a famous Gemara in Bava Kamma that Yerushalayim has 10 hanhogas. So one of the 10 hanhogas is Ein Malinin Ba'as Hames. That's the last of the 10. Ein Malinin Ba'as Hames. So the question is, why is that? What does that have to do with Yerushalayim? Because that's a din anywhere in the world. So that's the Shita Mekubetzes Kasha here on page 12. Kasha in my area, Yerushalayim. Anywhere. So he says, on page 13, last three lines in the top, V'shevi Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Ein Malin Afil L'chvodo. That the minhag of Yerushalayim is not to rely on the heter of Lechvoda. And that's taka what they do. In Yerushalayim, they don't wait. So soon as a person dies, that's it. Within, you know, they go right away. They don't, this American thing where they wait till, you know, they don't wait for relatives to come in, they don't wait for anything. Right away, finished. Maybe that's to do with the Ramban, maybe. But it's only b'tor, like a Mila, right. Well, so it's, well, obviously it's more covered if they come, but with Minhag Yerushalayim, then there's a, okay, so that's, you take a look on page 14 in the Rush. He says, this is about Hespeid. Tanya, the Omer Rabasi, Ein Mosifin Hespeid. Aval Meroi Lachvon Muad Mosifin Miksas Al Dover Tovshe Sinimtsabo. Tanya Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Shem Shenifroim Men Amesim Kanach Nifroim Men Asabdonim. It's just like people are going to get punished, the Mesim, so the Sabdonim are going to get punished. Whereas you can add a little bit, you know, a little bit extra, but to totally exaggerate, well, that's not proper.
You can add
what? Let's embellish a little bit. Embellish the praise a little bit. Embellish. Then we said the page 15. Nosi Mesa Baron will cover Bakarka. Because if you just put him in the Aron, you don't put him on the in the ground, you violate Halanas Ames. It should be cover Bakarka Mamish. So we know in Eretz Yisrael they bury the person directly in the ground. In America that's illegal. So there's a coffin. Right. Some people surreptitiously, you know, take the bottom, but these things are not legal to do, so one shouldn't do that. I don't know if you violate the law, if he's in the ground. I mean, the better way. No, but that's if you put him in the. The coffin, you don't put it in the ground. Mtosu b'aron cover in overall. He says mtosu b'aron cover b'karka in overall. Mikol mokum yofer cover b'karka. So it's yofer. That's not a lav or yofer. What? That's yofer. Better not to have a coffin, but in America that's illegal. So they're better to have a coffin. Then Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva about the mausoleums. This tshuva was written to Rabbi Yaakov Muskin of Cleveland. He's the father of Rabbi Elazar Muskin of Rabbi Young Israel Century City of L.A. Formerly Rabbi in Mount Sinai here in Washington Heights. Yes. But there's a whole story. I forget the background of this whole story of this tshuva. But it's about mausoleums. Rav Moshe says, you know, anyone who's been in a cemetery sees those little houses, you know, they put it in the mason, they don't put it in the ground, they put it in the. So Rav Moshe says, Vadei, she lived in those mausoleums, and the extra mason was Issugadol, it's an Issa Gadol, and you have to be in the karka, and it's a very bad thing. And even says, on page 17, Meil Poshet Shchayolim Mufarsim Meisra Shum Ish Meisrael Hosom Anichol Mausoleum Shahani Trei Yisurim Agadolim Various Lav Esay Al Kol Yom Yom Uvar Achir Agol. Remember, she violated a lav every day. Maybe an essay. You know, not necessarily working with the rabbis, that the essay is only by Harumi Vesman. So you violated a lav and essay Kol Yom Uvar Achir Agol She Tzaru Lemesim. And get punched to resolve all the number basic words of Hashem. It's even a bizarre for someone else to be buried there, but okay, that's yeah, there won't be too many places to bury people anymore.
You're not quite far over this time.
Yeah. So if somebody's a rabbi, you should make sure that his congregants should not should have kvur, papa kvur.
Right, what
that?
Like a cave
seems
like a mausoleum, or like, you know?
No, that's the kuchim.
Yeah.
That's in the ground.
But they bury someone in the coffin, like in America, right? Is there a mile, like what? Being made of, like something that will, you know, degrade, like.
That's what people say. Yeah, that's what people say.
More.
Right. That's what people say. I would have to look to see is there an absolute mocker for it, but that's what I've heard as well. Okay. In the Shulchan Aruch, on page 18. And the Ramah tells us about the union of Kaddish. Third line in the third wide line in the Ramah. Nimtzav and Josh is Lomar Kaddish al Av. Okay, Nogu Lomar al Av Ve'ein Kaddish Basa Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, Nogu Lahaftir Benovi Ulispal. Yeah, so. There's a minig to say Kaddish the whole year. We'll see, the minig is also to not to do the full year, not to be machzik, the parent as a Rasha. Because the maximum sentence in Gehenna is 12 months. So if you're saying Kaddish for 12 months, then you're saying, oh, my parent needs 12 months of help because he's the ultimate Rasha. So that's not proper. So to avoid... To avoid that, the minhag is to stop like a month early or something like that, not to machzik the parent as a rasha. And then there's a minhag, lahaftir benovi. Some people, some here in this community have had that minhag, that they want to. You can only do that in like a yeshiva community where, you know, like in the shuls. One person can say, okay, give me maftir now for the whole year. You know, what shul is going to do such a thing? The yeshiva is, the maftir is not the same what it is in the shul. So people have asked to get maftir the whole year. Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't get it. But, so there is this minhag. And then he says, Shabbos is a minhag to shul as much as chozrim and shalom to Gehenim. This is a minhag dafka to daven for the omud on Motzai. There's a minhag to daven the omud every day, but especially Motzai Shabbos, because when every Shabbos the neshamas go out of Gehenim, they get a respite, and then Motzai Shabbos they go back in. So there's an inyan to daven. So in the shtiblach, and a lot of shtiblach, they like everyone who has a yortzeit that week wants to take the omud from Motzai Shabbos also. So some shtiblach like will make many multiple minyanim On Motzei Shabbos Shuls, they don't do that as much, but in the... Because everyone wants to daven Mar for the Omrad if they have a Yortzeit that week. Or Yud Beis Chodesh, they wanted to specifically daven on Motzei Shabbos.
Isn't everybody only davening Yom and you're the ones that like the Kaddish?
Yeah, 1 second. So 1 second.
What happened to
you? One second. They return Motzei Shabbos. Now, there's one point I want to show you here. Here, take a look on page 20. The fourth line from the bottom in the Ramah. Nagu shein omrim kaddish u'tfila rak yud aleph chadashim. Kidei shelo yasu avim v'imam rishayim. Ki mishpat resha hirasha yud beis chodesh. Yimayu avim chan v'bo chacha. Yeah, so that's what I told you before. And then there's another important thing. Now the Ramah says another important point that I want to find for you, and that is that in concept of Kaddish was made for Ketanim. That was the Ikur of Kaddish. In other words, the Gedolim, they don't need the Gedam for the Omud. But a cotton can't Dam for the Omud. So the main point of Kaddish was said for, God forbid, somebody loses a parent when it's not even Bar or Bat Mitzvah. That's in the Ramah. Let's try to find it here. See it? We'll get to Rabbi Kiva. So I can hold him a minute. Where is it?
Gidalin.
Where? Fourth line on. Have a low dog in the spot of Shabbos Yontif. What's the first word of mine? What page?
20.
Page 20. What's the first word on the line?
Shalom.
First word on the line is Shalom? On page?
Yeah.
Shalom, oh. Yeah, there it is. Shalom niskan elo l'ktanim mishen yudei l'spal kol tefila. So he says Kaddish was made for people who don't know how to daven for the Omer or people who are ktanim, but the Iker really is davening for the Omer. So that's where this comes. I'll tell you where this comes up a lot. A lot of times this shayla has come up that somebody here in the yeshiva loses a grandparent, and none of the parents or uncles are going to be saying Kaddish. So, you know, a lot of communities, they have the thing, they pay somebody to say Kaddish. But obviously that's not the Ikar's Chus. The Ikar's Chus is when we have this story with Rabbi Akiva, we'll see soon, that the Ikar's Chus is when the child says Kaddish. But then we have this minhag that if your parents are alive, so not to say Kaddish, but it's sort of like an Ayin Hara or something like that, people who have parents don't say Kaddish. So a lot of times grandchildren want to say Kaddish for the, say that the next the generation before, no one's saying Kaddish. And they, you know, so if they want to pay something, but they themselves would rather say it for their grandparents. So, but on the other hand, so sometimes people here in the yeshiva, you'll hear people saying Kaddish for a grandparent. Some people do that. But on the other hand, you know, it's awkward. So I thought the Eitzah, I think another, maybe someone else also, another Rav also thought like this, that what? That if you can daven for the Omud. See, davening for the Omud is not, that's not awkward, you know, whenever possible, to daven for the Omud. Not to say any extra Kaddish Yosums, but to daven for the Omud. And that's the Iker thing, is davening for the Omud. The Kaddish is only, you know, that in people's minds, that became the Iker, the Kaddish. But really, the davening for the Omud is the Iker. So, Mela, I would tell people who want us, you know, most probably the family is hiring someone anyway with the Kaddish. But the Iker thing is that he's davening for the Omud. There's a schus for the Nifter, and then it won't look awkward, and then he'll get the schus, and you know, yeah, the Kaddish. Yeah.
But when people were yotze with the shliach tzibur, I understand why davening for the Omud was a meaningful thing. But when everyone is just davening on their own, and the shliach tzibur thing.
No, so if you look in the Menorah Hamor, page 21. So he tells you the famous story here. But seeing across the Yosef Baruch Medrash, Tchum Marshas told us, Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva, is a story of Rabbi Akiva, Sheh Mahalach Beveis HaKvaros, Upoga, Bepechem Echod. He met this guy in the cemetery. Shayatov Eitzim Akseifov. And he was carrying wood on his shoulders. And he was running. And then Rabbi Akiva said to him, "What's going on? I'm a bnei malach avavu de chosh kozos. Why are you doing this?" So he said that. Amalo, so he says, "Are you a person, or are you a mazik?" I'm a little meso sahish. I already died. He's speaking about himself in third person. Uvichol yom bayom mosim oso lach tov etzim, and that's what they're telling me to do. Amalo mahaisam lachta b'chayecha. He says, Amalo gabai hamasa yisi. I would collect taxes. Vayisi nose upon him, but I would favor the rich. Mitzaris anim. Lo od el shabalti noram orosa b'yom kippurim. Amal bani shema shamata mosa mamunim lachashesh lo takana. So did anyone in Shemayim say, you know, what you can possibly do to do tshuva for all the bad things you did? He says, As if you have a son who will say Baruchu, that could be poil. So davening for the Omud, you know, saying Baruch Hu, so but it is.
This kid in this didn't know how to say Baruch Hu.
Yeah. Also, how you say Lo Ben? So I don't know what happened. I had a when I died, my wife was pregnant, and I don't know whatever happened. So he asked him, "What's the name? And where does he live?" And Rabbi Akiva went, and he found the kid. They taught him Chumash, He gave him bris milah. And then he said, Baruch Hashem Avorach.
When you
say
he got
him to
daven
with
Kriyat
Shema Tefillah,
Midu Bistam,
Shibu, Omar Baruch Hu Hashem Avorach.
He got him to say.
So that was the chus. So this is the makor that the that's brought down for Kaddish or other things of sorts.
Is Kaddish just for parents or their children? Or is it someone else who doesn't
have? Well, it's to try to be poyed to him from the Yisurei Gehenna. So,
by this time already, it was before his born, and
So now, and there are all different types of things about who has kedim. But you know, in the old days, you know, there was one person saying kaddish in the whole shul. You didn't have multiple, even though Rav Shechta holds that you should go back to that way. But in most shuls, they say in unison. All the people who are saying Kaddish. Because in the old days there was a whole halukah. You know, there's a certain amount of kaddishim per novelim, and there was a halukah who could, you say this Kaddish, he says that Kaddish, was only one saying. That's clearly in the poskim. Rabbi Kivager has a tshuva about it, about, you know, who's in the halukah. So you have one guy as a yortzeit, another guy as a, you know, how do you split the kaddishim? But the clear assumption in the old early poskim, including Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, is that one person says Kaddish at a time in the shul. And then you have a chalukah, four Kaddishim during the davening, and then, you know, you have a... In America, this minig, you know, is not so prevalent. The prevalent minig is that everyone says it in unison. Okay? But it is what it is. Not from people. Okay, so that gets back to the whole not from discussion that we've been having. I just got a shiloh like that. Yeah, somebody. I just got the shiloh like this week. Somebody lost their parent, a woman, and it's the end of the year, and her son's in Boy Scouts, and they're having the end of the year party for the Boy Scouts. And could she go to the party? Could she eat? So I thought the case was that the person she was sitting shiva for was a Michal Shabbos, and this is not the typical simcha anyway. It's a question of whether this is called a simcha Michal, you know. So I was mako the tzirif. These things that she could go to her son's Boy Scout graduation party and be there at the presentation. And
not to eat.
And even to eat.
This was in
Yud Beis Chodesh. Over somebody that was not from. So it's a tzirif of two ideas that, like Rabbi Tog was saying, that it's not necessarily a simcha here. Yeah. And also, and there was dubious whether the whole Avelis is necessary here for this person. So, you mean you don't give? I don't have to tell. She wasn't calling. What was it? The rabbi was calling on her behalf or whatever it is. So that was a recent shiloh. Yeah. Now there is another halacha that we don't do so much. Rav Goldbach once told me in Eretz Yisrael they do it a little bit, and that is, yeah, it's also given no cotton, but look in Shulchan Aruch on page 30. Kol mi sitvav, kol mi shemisabel, alav misabel imo. In other words, anyone who you're sitting shiva, say for example, if a parent, God forbid, would die, so the son would sit shiva for the parent. So now this parent is sitting shiva for the grandparent. So the halacha is that whoever somebody's sitting shiva, if they would die, then when they're sitting shiva for someone else, you sit with them. Kol shem sabel olav misabel imo. But the dafka ba'odim fanav. In other words, if he's with the, say, with the parent in the room, then he has to take off his shoes also. So we don't have that minute so much, whereas we assume that they're mocha. It's a din of kavod, and we assume that they're mocha. So the Ramah says, Yesh lomad, they don't know him lahakyal ba'velus, or shom sablim imo, teizal mishum kavod am sablim, and nogu kulum limchom. But he says, "And chol ha'machmir b'zeh einu elo min ha'machmir," which is interesting because this is a din in Shulchan Aruch. And forget Shulchan Aruch; it's a din in the Gemara. This is Medina de Gemara. And afal pikein, it's considered like a shtickle yura, einu min ha'machmir. You know, if a person would do that. But he says, "Mikol mokum nogu shol kol krovim hameis ha'psulim le'edus." So I think Rabbi Goldman said in Eretz Yisrael somehow this minute that anyone who's possible, say somebody dies on a Wednesday, so the rest of that week till Shabbos, anyone who's possible aidus to the person who's sitting shiva does some mikzas avelus. Ha'inu adachar Shabbos harishon she'enam rochsim ve'enam mishanim tzas bigdeyim. But like in America, we don't even, like Rabbi Sif said, we don't even do that, etc.
I was told when my wife was sitting shiva for her parents, I shouldn't shave for a few days.
Yeah, okay, so that's a similar type of, that's based on this type of thing. Maybe in Breuers they have such, I don't know.
Why
the Ramah has this thing
only
till Shabbos. Only. I mean, it's interesting that this, you know, was, you know, gone in the wayside. Even though this is not like a chumrah of the Maril. Like, Maril has, you know, minhagim. This is in the Gemara. This is a Medina de Gemara. So, okay. That's why you have to have the Masorah. Okay. Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim here, page 32. There's as well. Nogu, page 32, Shalol, Lipol al Paneim, below the base Sa'ovel, below the base Hachosim. That you don't say tachanun. Page 32.
You see it.
Where the arrow is. You see?
Yeah.
Dalit, you see it? It's two page 32s. Wow.
The first one.
The first page 32. So, tachanun, we know we don't say tachanun when there's joyous. So you would think that based on that would be the prime place to say tachanun, right?
Yeah.
And yet we say no, not to say tachanun. Why? Says the Mishabura, he called Shiva Latam, Das Midas Hadin Besucha Halav. So it was this Midas Hadin there. So if you're going to say tachanun, you're going to exacerbate the Midas Hadin. no nefilas apayim belayla. Just like there's no tachanun at night. Fafilu achas sheyotze b'beis v'yitzorach lo matachanu. Mikom miyad achar tefilas yudches. Okay. Hinei dafka, kol ze dafka beis odol, einon matachanu. Aval sheodol mispal beis hakneses o beis acher, but say so there's no tachanun in beis odol, because there's midmidas at the end of the beis odol, and tachanun is going to be magma page 32, the first page 32. But if an Ovel can't get a minion in his house and he's davening in shul, then they say Tachnun. He doesn't, it's like a chosin, no one says Tachnun because the chosin doesn't say Tachnun. But then you don't say that by Avelis. Avel she'ovel mispal beis haknesses or beis ake, ain't a tzibur in the growing rock from Tachnun. Komokom ovel atzmo lo yomar. And ain't omrim halo the beis ha'ovel. That's another thing. So he says that Hallel on Rosh Chodesh only a minute. So if you're davening in the Beis Ovel on Rosh Chodesh, so you don't say Tachanun, and then when you come home, you don't have to be Mashlim, the Hallel rather. You don't have to be Mashlim. It's only a minute. But Chanukah, that's Medina. Shagon is Hallel, Tzorech Lomro, Chakach, Beis Ovel. But Chanukah, you do. If you don't say it in the Beis Ovel, you have to say it at home. Aval b'shabes shechal b'rosh chodesh shomim kovres meso b'regel afim spalim Beis Ovel omrim chal al kevin she'im bo avelos. But on Shabbos, even if they're davening, even if they have the minion of the Beis Ovel, then you say chal, because there's no real avelos. It's just that. They just happen to be davening there. Yeah. Well, even Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, yeah. Yeah, let's say it. I made a supplement pack. We're not going to read this whole supplement. You can see more about Tachanun and different reasons. Hallel and things like that. And Rav Felder, in the end of page 13 in the supplement, he writes here on Hanukkah the mourner should leave the room and the minion should say hallel, while the mourner should say hallel in his own room. So he quotes that, now what the Mishmur is much, you don't say hallel at all, and people will just say hallel when they on Hanukkah. What does it say about Hanukkah? Hanukkah, Chagom is Hallel, Tzorech Lomro, Hanukkah, Beiso. And he writes that Hanukkah, the mourner should leave the room, and the minion should say Hallel, while the mourner should say Hallel in his own room. Okay, we're not going to, different reasons, this, you could look at it at your. It could be different minhagim, but there's what to rely on what Rabbi Felder says. And you can look to see, I didn't zerex who the footnote was from. It was from. A lot of things he says from Rav Moshe, not everything. You want to say what says? Yeah. Okay. Then we saw this before about the person leaves at Tzava not to be maspid, and so the question was, so the Shulchan Aruch says you listen, you don't give, but there were certain Gedolim, Pesachei Tshuva quotes by the Pnei Yeshua and another Yehuda that he said he shouldn't listen. I think Rav Schwab gave a tzavah, right? Not to. And then they, so Shlomo to point out, then they, but they had something for Shloshim. He started off. I'll tell you what Rav Gelli said. It's a good. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The end of Shabbos. Rav Gelli said over, I'm going to tell you over the hesped that Rabbi Kiva Eger said for the Gra, maybe? I might be getting it wrong, but this was a long time ago. Rav Schwab was nifter the year you were my shir. That was the year.
Yeah,
yeah. That was the day that the Rabbanu for Taurus Moshe came to give the interviews.
It was very fast.
Yeah. So, but the Shloshim, he said like this. The Gemara says, Ochim, I think Rabbi Kiva Eger gave a hesped for the Gaon. I think that's what it was. He said, the Gemara says, Ochim li behespeda ki hosum ke imna. So somebody said in the Gemara, Ochim li behespeda means give a warm hesped. Some Rav said to somebody else before he died, you better give a warm hesped because I'm going to be there listening to the hesped you're going to give on me. So Ochim lim v'hespeda ki hasam ke'imna. Awesome. So that's what the Gemara says. So I think Rabbi Kivega says for the Groh, he says like this. Who can be maspid the Groh? How can you be possibly maspid the Groh? But we know that there's a concept of what? Miksa shvachol b'fanav. Right, that mix of shvach you could say. So since the Gemara says Ochem li behesped kiosim keimna, that the mace is present, so his neshama is there. So mixus I could say. So that's what Rav Gelli said. That's how he started off his hesped. It was like Rav Shetel put it out. He said he wasn't supposed to give a hesped, but whatever. Okay, it is what it is. And also Rav Breuer also. No. I was at that Levi also. Yeah, I was at the Rav Breuer's, just in the street, you know, the Levi, walking with Aaron. I was in 11th grade in high school, Rabbi David Willenshear, when Rav Breuer was nifter. Then when Rav Schwab was nifter, that was when my second year of teaching here, in 95, yeah. Yes, and then the question about bringing the Aron in the shul is a big question. You know, some say only for the Gedolei Hador. You know, Rav Shechter is very matter, and then you know, there was a question they were going to do it for Rabbi Hoffman. They were going to bring it in, and at the end, Rav Shechter said they shouldn't bring it in, or they didn't bring it in. But Rabbi Winevsky's Levaya, they brought in the Aron. And what do they do in the Breuer's? Oh, but they don't have the shul. Do they ever have levayas in the shul then?
That was
with Rav Breuer.
Everything was outside.
They didn't bring the Aron in. Rav Schwab, they didn't bring the Aron in. Okay. So some people are very machped on these bringing it in. Some people are less machped.
What's the problem? Why
didn't you know Kohanim? The question of the covenant of the base. The question is, Bizman Azeh, that we hold that it's Asuyim B'tanai, so we're more makel than what we allow in the base Knesses today. Because really, in the base Knesses, you should know, you're not even allowed to say when you're folding your tefillin after davening and your friend is standing right next to you, so it's menschlich to say good morning, how are you, da da da. That's usher, meeker I did. It's usher. It's a gomer. So why do we do it? So you know what Moshe says? We do it because you see the Shulchan Aruch says the concept of tnai only works when the shul is in disuse. When the shul is still used, even though it's not during the davening times, but the shul is still the shul, then the Shulchan Aruch paskins that tonight doesn't work. It only hopes for a shul that is closed for good now, still has kedusha, then tonight helps. That's how Shulchan Aruch paskins. So Rav Moshe says, but we don't follow that. And the minig is what? We chassidim, they have kiddush in the, you know, in the shtibel, they'll have the shalosh shodes in the shul. Now, not a big shul, there's a social hall, they go for somewhere, but the Hamish shtiblach, they have a tikkun for yortzeit, someone's going to bring, you know, schnapps and honey, and, you know, they have it in the shul. So what's the heter? So Moshe says the heter is we follow the other Rishonim that the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass like. Ah, but it's against the Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Moshe says the Minhag Yisrael in this case is not to follow the Shulchan Aruch. That's what Rav Moshe writes. You need Rav Moshe to say that. A regular person, he doesn't have a right to say what's Minhag Yisrael to follow the Shulchan Aruch or not. But Rav Moshe says Minhag Yisrael not. And therefore he said to Rav Teitz, Rav Pinchas Teitz, Rav Blau's father-in-law, he mocked him to bring a dog, a seeing eye dog in the shul. There's a big shaila, whether the blind people can bring dogs in the shul. Because that's a bizarre, exactly. So Rav Moshe says, if taka we were machmir, not to eat in the shul, not to talk in shul, and talking in shul doesn't mean during the davening, that's for sure you're not allowed to. We're talking about even after the davening, when everyone's putting away their talesim, and everyone's there, it's supposed to be total silence. Even the Arizal never gave a drasha in shul. I remember when I was in Boston, Rabbi Meir Tversky's father never spoke in shul. Whenever he spoke was at the kiddush after davening, but not in the sanctuary, not in the past Arizal. You don't speak in shul, nothing. Even divrei Torah, divrei Musar, nothing. Shul is totally for davening. That's it. So that's the. But Lamaisa, we're not knowing that way. So the question I was wondering is that Bismana said that we're making on all these other things, should there be a svara to be making also on, you know, who you allow to bring their body into the shul, into a base medrash during for hesped, you know. I mean, here the minhag has always been there in Rosh Yeshivas who pass away, they bring the body in with the, you know, Rav David Lifshitz, his Levaya, was here in the base medrash, and Shusheim's Levaya was in the base medrash, and Rav Noach Bornstein was in Lampwood Auditorium. And all the big Rabbanim came, you know, Shmuel Birnbaum spoke, gave a hesped in the auditorium. Okay, but that's the history, that's the little history of. I was just thinking about this because recently when Rabbi Josh Hoffman passed away, so I was just thinking of this. You should be aware, I didn't mention this in Shir, but you should be aware that Rav Fishel Hershkowitz, I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he was probably the biggest one of the biggest poskim in the world today. That's why, you know, it's important to know these things. He was just nifter before Shavuos. He was a man 94 years old. He was one of the biggest poskim. Some hold he was the biggest of the generation in America today. But unfortunately, the circles are so disparate that you don't necessarily even hear of these people unless you're in the know of that. But he was from the Gedolei HaMor HaRad, Gedolei Talmidei Chachamim. In Kochim, he was a Baki Yatsum. Forget Psach Halacha that he was a Baki Yatsum. And someone was just telling me a story that, you know, there's certain dates in the calendar that are brought down not to have a chassan on that day. Maybe Yehuda Chassid, etc. What? Chav Sivan is yesterday. So that's what they were asking. So someone went to Rav Fishel and he was telling them not to get married. I forget if it was on Chav Sivan or a different day. And then they went to other Rabbanim. And the Rabbanim said, you know, if Rav Fishel said it, you should take it into account. You know, if he said it, it's coming from Adam Gadol, Kazeh. So, people heard of him a little bit because two Siyam HaShasas ago, he spoke, he was one of the speakers. Yeah, Gudah got him to speak. But people could appreciate him because he's speaking in Yiddish. and there was an English-speaking crowd, so the people walked out there, you know, not appreciating who he was, because they had this man speaking in Yiddish for a long time, and they're not going to follow him, and that's what it was. That's what, unfortunately, what it was. But the people in the know knew that he was from the Gedolei Hador, Mamish, the Pesach Halacha, you know, the 9/11 Shilas. So you should be aware of these things. Be aware of the greater world out there. Okay? So, we'll talk other things. I think we'll stop for now. Bez Hashem, next week will probably be the last week we'll have it, and then we'll make a time for a Bechina. I mean, you don't have to be so rigid. The main thing is you should chazer, and then you can come to me. We'll see. We'll discuss it, whether we should have a specific day or you'll be more fluid. But there's no mitzvah in having a Bechina if you don't have time to chazer yet. So the main point is to... I didn't say Sunday. Okay.